この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 476. We're coming in with Japan Top 10's June 2023 Artist of the Month, and today we're dealing with the girl group powerhouse Otoboke Beaver. I'm your host Shana, and with me I have...
I'm Fred.
I'm doing jazz hands. If you're listening to this, there are jazz hands somewhere there.
I was also doing jazz hands, for the record.
Yes, see? Solid entrance there. But before we jump into the world of Otoboke Beaver and just their amazing tunes, we have a quick announcement.
If you want to join our team, we are looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts to join our podcast. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
And I guess with that, we can jump into Otoboke Beaver. Fred, have you listened to their tunes before? Are you a fan? Are you new to them?
I hadn't heard of them before preparing for this episode, but this is exactly the kind of band that I like to listen to. I love punk and pop punk, and there's a few other Japanese bands like the High Marts or the Tomboys that I enjoy listening to. Were you familiar with them?
I was familiar with the bands you spoke about earlier, sorry. But Otoboke Beaver is a new addition to my list and not one that I regret. I enjoy all types of music, and I have to admit, punk rock has a special place in my heart, especially when it comes to Japanese music, and this band does not disappoint. So they're a punk rock and garage band from Kyoto, with vocalist and guitarist Akurinrin, guitarist Yo-Yo Ishii, bassist Hiro-chan, and drummer and backup vocalist Kahokis.
Yeah, I have a special affinity for this band because I'm from Canada, and the beavers actually are national animal. It's a bit of a connection there. The band has become a breakout success outside of their home country of Japan, frequently touring and featured in the press in both the US and the UK.
So this band formed in 2009, when Akurinrin, Yo-Yo Ishii, and the former members Pop and Nishikawachi first met at Ritsumeikan University's Rock Commune Student Club. So clearly a love for music heads back into, like, you know, college days for them.
And what a great origin story.
Absolutely. I feel like I talk about this every single time we have a band that is, like, you know, friends from childhood or college or school. But I love that there's a backstory there, you know. They really said long game.
Mm-hmm. What are the odds they meet up in the student club and have such success?
I know. The world divined it for them.
And the band's name actually comes from a love hotel that the members came across off a highway in Osaka. Otoboke means feigned ignorance, so the complete translated band name is Feigned Ignorance Beaver, which is, as far as band names go, pretty good.
I have to admit, my love for the Japanese naming system still continues to this day. I think Feigned Ignorance Beaver taking its spot amongst the top 10.
Absolutely.
So the band began performing at live houses outside of school and college in 2011, and they released their first EP, Anata no Ai de Manshitsuchu, which means occupied by your love, and their album, Konya Kagiri Nante Zetai Honto ni Iwasanai, which means I won't ever let you tell me this is our last night, and they released both in the same year. That is dedication to their craft, I think.
Really cranking out those albums. And the band first grew active abroad when they made a trip to Taiwan in 2012 and appeared in the local alternative rock magazine, Tuming Magazine.
Look at our girls making their names outside of Japan. But after releasing several more singles and adding bassist Hiro-chan to the band, they released the album Okoshiyasu Otoboke Beaver, which is meaning welcome, Otoboke Beaver, but it's in the Kyoto dialect. Mm. So this was released under the independent record label Damnably in England in 2016. And they've been with them ever since, which is kind of nice because I know a lot of Japanese bands do end up switching record labels somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm. It is nice to see them stick with the same label. And it's fairly common, I want to say, that punk bands have independent record labels. That seems about right to me.
Yeah.
So that same year, the band completed their first UK tour together with Shonen Knife and appeared on BBC Six Music.
So clearly making waves in the UK as well, because in 2017, Otoboke Beaver performed at the South by Southwest Festival in the US and Fuji Rock Festival in Japan. And of course, Coachella in 2018.
Their international presence has earned them the praise of some notable names, including Dave Grohl, Tom Morino, Chris Novoselic, Aidan Moffat, and The Cribs.
And their latest album, Super Champion, which was released last year. And they are also currently completing a sold-out tour in Europe. So I guess they have their fans are dedicated, because sold-out tours are insane, I think.
And nice to see them getting some worldwide acclaim. And if you, the listener, want to check out Otoboke's music, it's available online at Bandcamp and also on their official website under UK-based Damnably Records.
So I guess that is a lovely introduction for those not familiar with Otoboke Beaver. And I guess before we head into our next song, we have a quick announcement for you. So if you're an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and is looking to be featured on our podcast, you can reach out to our music director, Nola, by sending her an email at nola@jtop10.jp. That's nola@jtop10.jp. And who knows, maybe Fred and I will be talking about y'all in a future episode. So go ahead and check out our website at jtop10.jp for more information.
Absolutely. And then next up we have Gigi Is Waiting For My Reaction, or by its English title, Dirty Old Fart Is Waiting For My Reaction.
Definitely a strong title. Oh.
Oh, yes. It's a great one. And it was released in 2020. Again, that is Gigi Is Waiting For My Reaction, which was first released as a single in 2020 and is featured on the 2022 album Super Champion.
So the music video features the members looking at the vocalist Akurinrin's phone as she receives annoying text messages from a flirtatious middle-aged man who sends her just long paragraphs of band recommendations. And these recommendations vary between the Japanese and English versions of the music video, which is a very nice touch.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I feel like many people can relate to this experience of being sent maybe too many text messages by a suitor. It's almost like we're getting all sides of the coin here. We had the wife who's not getting her husband's affection. We had the bad dates. And now we have the, say, being hounded by someone you don't want to talk to.
No, necessarily want to talk to, yeah. Definitely picking up those women-centric stories again, which I absolutely love. And it again ties into, you know, they're just absolutely interesting and unique. The unique way they present things that may not necessarily be considered the most, you know, social topics to talk about. Mm-hmm. In the sense of, a lot of these topics, like, it happens, but people don't necessarily talk about it. And then here you have a massive platform on which they quite literally go out of their way to bring out. And I appreciate that, right?
Yeah, they're definitely not shying away from it. To me, they feel like a very strong band. Like, they know what they want to say. They're going to get it out there any way that they can. And it's great to see. I wonder, as you mentioned, about the band recommendations in the music video changing based on language. I wonder if they went as far as to change it for other languages too. And I also kind of now want to go back and see how exactly those text messages were different across the Japanese and English versions.
I guess it's a fun little Easter egg thing for everyone listening as well. Let us know if you notice the different bands and if any of them were your favorite. Would you take this old man's recommendations is the real question, I think.
Next up we have Pardon, released in 2022. I don't know what to mean. I don't know what to mean. I don't know what to mean. Easy. I don't know what to mean. I don't know what to mean. I don't know what to mean. Easy. I don't know what to mean. I don't know what to mean. I don't know what to mean. Easy. 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 Easy.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Again, that was Pardon, and it was also featured on Otoboke Beaver's 2022 album, Super Champ. We've been hearing a lot of songs from this album, and I think the title is referring to a noodle dish, although I'm not sure that I've tried it myself.
You know, you're right. I also have not personally tried it, but I think album named after it, with these many great hits and a song called Yakitori, I feel like now we just have to try it, know what I mean? All the signs from the universe are there, yeah. But that being said, the music video features the members in this sort of three-camera view with the caption, I don't know what you mean, but it's in multiple languages. So, of course, Pardon ties into it. You know, the existential courtesy Pardon.
Sure, yeah. And maybe, again, they're with these multiple languages, they're appealing to their wider fan base outside of just Japan, which is very smart of them.
Absolutely. And I also feel like they bring in some amount of the issues that they face as well, because the song title itself suggests, you know, miscommunication, misunderstandings, you know, language barriers, cultural clashes, not just in, I suppose, a sense of a fan and, you know, a band, but more based on interpersonal relationships as well. So I enjoy seeing that, I enjoyed this song because of the balance there. You know, I was constantly wondering, oh, where is this coming from? Know what I mean?
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, but I think the language barrier is a great interpretation of this song. And it could very well be why they created it in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Again, you know, Otaboke Beaver, I feel something we need to really appreciate about them is the storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
Like even with the very first song, right? And the Japanese demons that sort of come in and hound them and whatnot. I think it's a great way to tell a story that brings across a theme, right? Not just the theme itself, but the way you tell it.
Sure, more than just a song with these difficult topics, but like you said, also with these threads of storytelling running through, making it almost like a more complete thought in a way.
Absolutely, absolutely. It all kind of feels interconnected, like one big brain.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the board with, you know, the red string and all that.
Right, exactly. I wonder if we could chart the Otaboke Beaver extended universe and find the continuity, you know, from bad dates to...
We might just break some time continuum somewhere.
Yeah. It'd be an interesting experiment to take a deeper look at it, I'm sure. And so we have another announcement before we move on. Do you want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp.
And I guess with that, this is like my least favorite part of an episode, you know, when you kind of wind down.
Absolutely,
on our list,
yeah,
of songs. But we're coming in with a really fun one, which is Ikezu, which translates to mean, and it was released in 2017. And you just heard Ikezu, or Mean. So the title of this short track from the 2017 single Love is Short is from the Osaka dialect, which translates into mean or wicked.
The song features an animated music video directed by Naoyuki Asano, known for Osomatsu-san, of a punching girl that undergoes several transformations, including a Gundam, magical girl, nun, geisha, King Kong, Lola Bunny from Looney Tunes, and a stereotypical old lady from Osaka dressed in leopard print fashion. So quite the range, and some pop culture references going.
Definitely. I guess they're appealing to their audience with the kind of wacky set of options, I guess.
Yeah, wacky's a good word for it. Absolutely. And again, it's showing they're looking outside of Japan, right? They're pulling in these references from Hollywood, kind of.
Yeah, and I guess the lyrics also that, you know, talk about being yourself and standing up for yourself, challenging systems, all of that, right? Just the music video definitely captures all of that with various different types of people that we would consider odd or, you know, different outside of a norm. And, you know, that with the song's message, the visuals, and of course their classic punk rock sound just makes the music video definitely one of my personal favorites, and the song very, like, sort of empowering.
Sure, yeah. I definitely think it's empowering with the punching girl motif. You know, maybe you're not thinking about a nun punching as a common visual, but you can see, again, why they went for this theme. It sort of fits all the songs and all the motifs we've been discussing. You know, it's, you have strong feminist, not going to be boxed in, I can do anything I want, kind of an ideology.
Definitely, definitely.
And then you've got those Osaka motifs as well, which I think is where their band name, and they seem to have a lot of affinity for that location.
I guess because the countryside and, you know, where they come from and all of that, And of course, you know, the Kyoto connection there. I guess, like we said in the beginning, them connecting Japanese culture in some way or the other directly to their music and music videos.
Mm-hmm. And that's where their band name comes from. They said that the Love Hotel was also in Osaka, so it kind of makes sense that they would continue to reference that.
All just the dots kind of, you know, connecting.
Right.
If we're going to talk about dots connecting, I think we have another announcement for you.
Want to hear up to three times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, starting at just $1 a month, and support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture.
And I guess that brings us to our last song. I'm kind of sad about this. I'm going to miss this girl boss girl group.
It's a really fun band to talk about. You know, they got a lot of things going for them.
Absolutely. And I think one of my favorite takeaways, their naming. And this song does not disappoint, with Anata Watashi Daita Ato Yome no Meshi, which translates to, after we make love, you eat your wife's meal. And quite a statement, but it was released in 2019. Anata Watashi Daito Ato Yome no Meshi is one of my favorite songs. Definitely a humorous approach to the domicile life. And the music video features the members in bridal gowns, serving various dishes, including stuff like spaghetti, onigiri, curry, takoyaki, sea urchin. And it's all followed by the most glorious food fight ever, I think.
Mm-hmm. Again, they're struggling between making you hungry and fighting.
Making a statement,
These are the themes of Otoboke Beaver. And if you weren't sure if they're a punk band, watching this music video, the members deep fry a bouquet, eat human hair, reject and tear up marriage applications, and cover themselves with sample and half-off supermarket stickers.
Definitely making a statement, I think. But I really enjoyed it. I mean, the music video. This is definitely one of their most serious music videos, I think. In the sense it was more on your face.
This would be the one I would recommend to people if I was trying to get them into the band, because it really sums up kind of everything about them. And I feel with the title, as you said, the translated title, we've really come full circle with this whole continuity plot line here.
Absolutely. I mean, and at the end of the music video as well, when they, you know, kind of burn the dresses and dance around the bonfire as if they're part of Bon Odori, which is the traditional dance associated with the Obon festival, in which families honor the dead, I think it really is quite, as you said, very accurately bringing it full circle.
Mm-hmm. And again, you have these, you know, mythological, spiritual references, you know, speaking about the dead, and just like we had the Japanese equivalent of the River Styx earlier. It's powerful stuff.
I think that's the best way to sort of sum up Otoboke Beaver.
Powerful stuff. What did you say earlier? Girl boss.
Oh, yeah. always. And unfortunately, I think that brings us to the end of our list. I'm slightly heartbroken, but I'm glad I found a new girl boss band for me.
Absolutely. Again, this is the exact kind of band that I like listening to, so finding them was just a blessing, and they'll definitely be joining my playlist moving forward.
Absolutely. Like I said, I listen to a lot of different music, so I think it's great to find songs that just make their way onto your playlist very unexpectedly. And like I said, the album Super Champion has been on repeat for a while since, you know, I started listening to Otoboke Beaver, so very excited to see what they come up with next.
Absolutely. And although that's it for me and Shauna, the next episode, Miyabi will join you guys in about 2 weeks and bring you the biggest top 10 hits from Japan for June's top 10 countdown. So make sure that you circle back around for that.
Absolutely. So I guess that's it from us then. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.